This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little bit. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sorry, my phone was blocking my mic button because I have Arsenal Liverpool on my phone on Peacock. I really need to follow that while we're working. I really need to have
it. It's important. Yeah.
It's so important. Did you hear that little noise I made about 10 seconds ago?
Ooh. Yes. What was that?
It's because I remembered the line was today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's good to remember things.
Well, it's good to remember things, and it's good to know what you're supposed to do for work.
Right, yes.
But really, I was just excited that there was a line segment. Right. Are we still doing that? Has anybody said anything? Are we doing it forever?
Nobody has said anything.
Is it still football season?
I think so.
It is?
I don't know. I haven't had a FanDuel spot since I got back from vacation.
Maybe there's no line,
so
though.
I'd
miss it.
I feel like we would have been notified if the line had... Well,
really? No.
No, that's... No. Let me reel that back
no.
in.
No.
Whatever.
No one knows if the line is still a feature.
We should just...
No one even knows.
Just do it.
I'm excited to have it, so I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
If it's not sponsored, then I'll do it without the sponsor. Like, it'll be brought to you by the Woodhouse or something. Take liberties. Mike McDaniel out in Miami. So the coaching casualties in the AFC East in the Sean McDermott era, if you will, are piling up. The Dolphins will have a fourth coach during the McDermott tenure, assuming McDermott is still here.
Presumably, yeah, right.
The Patriots are on their third. The Jets are on their fifth. So the next Dolphins coach would make it 12. If McDermott returns, which is likely, I think, to be even maybe a little safe about it. Which coach has appeared twice on the list?
Oh. Rex Ryan. No, Rex Ryan was here.
Not Rex Ryan.
Sorry, that was a terrible guess. The parameters were clear. I rushed to the first name that I thought of that coached two of the teams in the division. I ran in blindly into the building and didn't even realize what I was looking for when I got there. Let's see. Who?
It's forgivable.
Yeah, not really. It was a terrible job. Twice.
Yes. If he gets New England someday, he'll have all three. I'll help you. Adam Gase. Adam Gase was the coach of the Dolphins.
Oh, wow,
when
yeah.
McDermott right? arrived. Then he was the coach of the Jets after that. Todd Bowles was the coach of the Jets when McDermott
was
signed on here.
Was the Dolphin thing, like, did he take over in season for somebody?
3 years.
Wow.
And then,
I don't remember that at all. Like I feel like, you know what it is? Because the New York introduction with the news conference was so kind of out there that I feel like that had to be the first time he'd had a head coaching job. So I just completely black out the fact that he was in Miami and would have coached against the Bills six times.
One more good, perhaps, Miami trivia question
sure.
from the same season. You were off when this came up last week,
okay.
and it was Sal. The day the Bills break the drought,
mm-hmm.
they beat Miami.
You're right.
Who's the starting quarterback?
For Miami?
Yes. He was replaced immediately in the game for whatever reason.
Oh. Yeah, no, I know that. I'm going to know the name. I'm not going to. It's not going to pop up. I don't think in my brain here.
The backup's name who plays almost the entire game is David Fales.
Okay.
The season-long starter is Jay Cutler.
Right.
So the 17 Dolphins, you've completely erased from your memory.
Yeah.
It's the Jay Cutler, Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Time.
That's you know,
not really
that's,
an era.
That's, you know, the drought ended, so it's like a post-drought life here, and I'm forgetting everything that happened in the drought.
Might be healthy.
Not entirely, but I obviously have completely forgotten that. I do remember that Jay Cutler played for the Dolphins, and I absolutely remember that there was a somewhat established starting quarterback in that game. You know, we went into that game knowing they were going to need help. But still, you know, go win your game and hope for the best, right, between the Bengals and the Ravens. And I remember being like, you know, Cutler leaving that game going, all right. I mean, not that he was killing it or anything. I mean, did he ever play again after that, or was that the end of the line for
that
him?
That was the last game of his career.
Right. So still, though, you know, he'd had some days in the league and was a pretty good player for a while. So him leaving that game, like, okay, I think we got this.
I got one more for you. If you can stand it, I've got one more.
After the Rex Ryan blast.
The last decade of the Dolphins, I liked McDaniel. I'm
so did
sympathetic. I think he's good. I think somebody's going to be lucky to have him. The last game the Bills played, Rex Ryan is here in 16 too. All right, the Dolphins coach for the second of the two meetings with the Bills in 15. They had two different coaches that year for the two Bills meetings. The Bills won both games.
Was one of them Sperano?
No. R.I.P. No. Yeah. One of them is Joe Philbin.
Okay. I can see him.
The other was the Dolphins coach when they traveled to Buffalo November 8th, 2015, a game the Bills would win 33-17. What's the most memorable thing from this game? Carlos Williams busted a run. He had two touchdowns.
All right.
Who's the Dolphins coach? Still in the league.
As a head coach?
Yes. Take a sip of coffee, then time's up. Hello, Twitch.
Still in the league. Yeah, and come on, I need a moment with this.
All right. You know it out there? Do you know it out there? You might know it.
No. Okay. I'm through the AFC. I'm rummaging through here. I'm trying to. I want to get something right. I'm sorry to be boring our audience.
You're perusing the teams in the NFL, the 5 years went by before he got another chance.
Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, he had a stint with the Dolphins.
There it is.
That's right.
All right,
I
you're back.
I need to see the Lions. All right.
You're so back.
Yeah.
Zach Taylor was on that staff.
Zach Taylor. Did the Bills play the Bengals next year? I'm trying to remember what their...
No.
No, that's right? Too bad. Because I'm
Baltimore is the AFC North opponent next year.
I'm ready to go on hating him, you know, for whenever it comes up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The thing with being mad about they stopped the game for Myles Garrett. Did you see this? I was away. I was here. They lost to the Browns, and in his post-game news conference, Zach Taylor complained about all the hoopla around Myles Garrett getting the record-breaking sack and how they stopped the game, and he used phrasing something like, we're out here fighting for our lives.
Okay. That's bad.
I mean,
you're not.
Dude, you're the Bengals. You're eliminated. You're playing the Browns. And, like, just stop already.
I don't care if you're even like Jacksonville.
Right.
Just, you're not fighting for your lives.
Just
sorry, buddy.
Was really just out of line.
Do you know the Jacksonville? So they flushed their staff after last season or even during, and the GM eventually goes when they want Liam Cohen, and then. He apparently
doesn't
withdraws
want Trent Baalke, right.
from consideration because of who the GM is. They fire the GM so that they can approach Liam Cohen again. Presh Taylor was their offensive coordinator. That's Zach Taylor's brother. The last 3 years before this year was a Presh Taylor operation in the Jacksonville offense. Well,
I was glad to be reminded of all that earlier this week. I'm not sure who brought it to our attention. If it was maybe our guest yesterday on the Jaguars is the one who made the point. Because that got pretty – there was a point in time where did the Buccaneers maybe – social media welcome Liam Cohen back as the coordinator. Like there was, I think Tampa for a while thought they were keeping their guy as a coordinator, and then suddenly he was, you know, the plane turned around and he went back to Miami or back to
something like that.
Ended up taking the job, but yeah.
Well, it's 11. So New England, Belichick, Mayo, Vrabel, Miami, Gase, Bowles?
Bowles is
no, Flores.
Flores, right.
Flores. Gase, Flores, McDaniel. Jets are Bowles, Gase, Sala, Jeff Ulbrich.
Oh, sure. Interim. That counts.
Aaron Glenn.
All right.
11 coaches. So I got a McDermott question today. This is my fifth show of the day. I'm exhausted. Yes, you know how it is.
When feel free to find. I'm just sitting around, so I mean, I don't know if people just don't like me. I'm not getting asked anything, so like, you know, funnel something my way if you're tired.
It wasn't. It's like five shows. What does that mean? You know, I just sort of that's how I talk to my wife. Right. Oh, I got five shows today. Yeah. What am I, Celine?
Yeah, because I don't feel like real good. I don't feel real good when I walk in the door after work and my wife is there and she says, "You barely were gone."
I know, right?
Like, she's gone for, like, 14 hours. She leaves the house to go to work. I mean, it's
real,
you know,
work.
It's like, she's gone. I'll see you later this afternoon.
Well, you know, to your point. Number one was Purple Insider. Matthew Collar and I drafted two fantasy teams for the playoffs.
Right.
One.
Yep.
Two is Filippone.
Oh, you did that today. Good.
I got one of his questions for you in a minute.
Okay.
Three was – actually, it was Goat District. I talked to my friend JD up there about, like, different plans. You know, it wasn't for broadcast, so that doesn't really count. Four was Kansas City.
Right.
And I rattled these off to my wife. She's like, Kansas City? I'm like, yeah, they're bored.
Right.
I've never been on that show when it wasn't either the summer or there
Bills
was a game.
Chiefs are playing, right.
Yeah. And I got the McDermott question from them, Cody and Alex. And what's funny is, so I was on my way here – and I pulled over. I think I'd recommend doing that. Like driving, it's.
Mm-hmm.
I pull over for these interviews.
If you're really concentrating and want, I agree. Like talking to my wife about like what to pick up at the grocery store, I can accomplish that while I'm holding the steering wheel.
So I pull over and I dutifully signal, and at the end of the interview, like 20 minutes later, Alex Gold is like, I got to ask you because people are texting. Have you just been at the longest light of your life waiting to turn? Like, oh, no, because halfway through
you had the blinker on the whole time?
I had the blinker. Halfway through it, I turned it off, recognized, like, they might hear that.
I always said, I don't know if I've ever even said it on the air, maybe one time. The number of times you can hear people's turn signals clicking. The phones are so good now. They pick everything up.
Right. So I said, sorry about that. I'm not at a light. I pulled over next to a cemetery. And Cody said, well, that seems appropriate.
Oh, wow. Hey, now.
You know, that's funny. But
and did you shoot back with, what was your record?
No, I don't. See, I don't. I'm not the type anyway, but right. I don't feel like I have any status in an argument about with Chiefs
people. You can't really trash talk Chiefs people.
Can you do? Are people doing that right now? Is that what online is right now? Is it Bills fans sort of punching the Chiefs while they're down because they're not even in the playoffs?
Maybe the Ravens, too. Even though the Ravens aren't outranking you, but like, there's always been this, you know, this tension within the fan base. More Baltimore than Kansas City, I feel like, even.
Okay.
But whatever. Because of Lamar and Josh.
I'm glad to be blind to it, but.
Yeah.
But you can't. What kind of standing do you have?
Yeah, no, you can't.
Sort of trash talking the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's not my style anyway.
You just, yeah, I know. But even if it were, like, because I can play that way if you want to play that way, right? I'm not really that guy either, but I can fall into it. But that's not a position where I would feel confident throwing a punch.
No.
Sort of be like, yeah, okay, scoreboard.
So Andrew asked me, it's a FanDuel Radio.
I'm familiar.
There's FanDuel TV. It was on here yesterday. It was horse racing all day.
In the newsroom. Not just horse racing, harness racing.
Better. In the newsroom, they had FanDuel harness racing on. A DK horse.
I was going to mention that to you. I didn't know if you noticed or not.
Yes. And then it was poker.
I never saw
after
the poker.
That. Like, right. Aren't we 247 out there? No, one of the TVs is on horse harness racing and poker.
Yeah, I don't know.
I respect it. So he put to me five Bills who are posted receiving yards props at FanDuel.
Mm.
And he said, which one of these, if any, do you like? And I could get the numbers. I don't remember the numbers, but Shakir was something like 44.5.
They're going to be modest, yeah, for sure.
Kincaid was maybe 38.5. Knox was something like 19.5. James Cook was the next one at, say, maybe the same, like 19.5. And then I think also it was 19.5 Cooks. And I said, well, I think I like the tight ends the most here.
So that's what I was going to say. The two, I might like both of them to go over those numbers.
But Andrew's like, didn't Brandon Cooks just go over 100 yards against the Eagles? And he did, like 4 for 102 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they rested him for the Jet game. And that's sort of the new, for me, funniest state of affairs with the Bills receiving core is that like Brandon Cooks needs to be preserved. So 19.5, and Andrew's kind of like, isn't that one play? But what do you think of that number being so low? Is it weirdly low, or is it just sort of obvious? What is it for you? 19.5. Brandon Cooks, is he our number two?
I would be reluctant to do it. I mean, if they complete a pass to him, he'll go over. Like I could easily see him catching a 30-yard pass. Maybe only one. But the thing is, I feel like those – they're going to try that. They might even try that. This could be a game where all the time, oh, their run defense, our run offense, oh, we're going to come out and bully you. I could see them doing what they did in Atlanta on Sunday, if you remember what they did in Atlanta, which was put the big people on the field and only send a couple of people out, one of them being Palmer, deep, and they hit it. And I could see them
doing... He got hurt on the play.
No, he got hurt later. He had another, like, 16-yard catch after that, and he got hurt on that one.
Sorry.
But... I could see them wanting to do that. It's just if they don't hit it, they might try it one more time. And if they don't hit that, then that's it for Brandon Cooks. You know what I mean? It's like there's going to be volume there. It's like they're going to keep trying that, I don't think. But I think they will try him down the field, maybe even early, to see if they can catch Jacksonville, you know, not expecting it. I mean, I've even thought this through to the extent that if I'm Jacksonville, I'm reminding my defense my in meetings about this Atlanta example I just made and being aware of, listen, if they come out with the three tight ends and the fullback and like Brandon Cooks, just don't assume that they're just going to try to snowplow us. They might try to go over the top of us. So they'll try shots to Cooks. I think they rested him with a purpose. They feel like he's going to matter to them. I just don't know that, you know, they got to hit it and they won't try it six times. You know,
that nothing is going to faze Jacksonville's defense. Yeah, I think the Bills could do all right straight up. But is there any chance after all this conversation, wouldn't it be hilarious if like Brandon Cooks or whoever else you want for this is just like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, 10 for something and something, right. Just like a huge game.
Right.
There is just almost, I mean, all these interviews I'm doing in our shows, like I just have said, I just can't see a path to it. Shakir has had games. He's had 100-yard games. He's had games where he, you know, he's north of six catches, mm-hmm. You know, like he's done it. And maybe it's always like a breakaway run or yards after the catch or something where you get that. Like it's 7 for 100 and something,
and
that.
There's a 55-yarder in there. Yeah.
But it's really hard for me to – I'm not predicting it. And I don't know if the Jacksonville has to have that conversation, right? Like I think they'll know what they're getting. I think Allen running is the thing that you don't have to be well prepared for, because you really might not know that until you get it, like what you do with that. But these receivers, I don't know. Like, I don't know if the special – you have to go to a special class to prepare for this offense.
Well, the thing about the example I'm making, though, is if your safeties see that, you know, just on a very entry-level – from an entry-level standpoint – the big people are out there. Here's Cook. This is the best running team in the league. Just don't assume they're running on this play. Don't come downhill, because if Brandon Cooks is out there, they may try to hit you over the top. That's all. That is not deep thinking. I mean, I already said it. Like, you got to tell, you know, remind them, but it shouldn't be hard to defend. You know, and if they do run it and they hit a crease, well, you know, at least your safeties are back there, and maybe it's 20 yards instead of a house call or something like that.
Bills over 300 net passing yards in a game this year twice. Week one, the comeback, and that wasn't like they were shut down before the comeback against the Ravens, but they piled a lot of that up.
251 yards in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Passing?
Yes.
Well, there it is.
Allen went for 251 in the fourth quarter of that game.
I take it back.
That is a number I
shut down.
Will not forget.
The only other game this year where they went over 300 net passing yards was Tampa. 317. 95 in Cleveland. Well, we will see. We're a day closer. Bills and Jaguars Sunday at 1. Bills favored by 1.5 at last look. We will talk about the lines. Wild card weekend, probably not the Sabres, but yes to the college playoff game tonight with Joe Ostrowski from Chicken Dinner coming up at 3:30. Longtime Odyssey sports betting analyst. We have the line today, as has been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss that. And Sal will join us at 5, latest on injuries and more. Pre-game for Sabres-Rangers coming up at 6. Paul Hamilton joins us then.
From New York City.
Oh, great. That's where the game is.
Colton Ellis expected to get the starting goal.
Okay. Sure.
It's his turn.
Oh, it's Fred's turn. All right, so that's coming up as we go through the day. We will look for your calls as we go. Next hour's wide open, 803-0550 is the number. Mike McDaniel out in Miami, the hockey game tonight, and a lot in between on the Bills-Jaguars matchup.
When you said you like him, somebody's going to get right, you know, strike gold here, hiring McDaniel. Do you mean as a head coach or you mean as an OC?
I don't know. I mean, I think he did pretty well as the head coach of the Dolphins in 4 years. They weren't winning anything. They haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. He got there twice. It's in the Bills division. They couldn't beat the Bills. They couldn't beat the top teams. That was kind of their brand. But I think he's excellent as an offensive coach.
Me too. I would hire him in a second if I had a need for an offensive coordinator. And I don't know that he won't ever get another shot as a head coach. I just doubt he waltzes into one off of this game.
Yeah, I guess I'd agree with that. But somebody probably will be lucky to have him next year.
I'm inclined to agree with
that. If he wants to work, he'll work.
I just wanted to clarify about head coach versus coordinator. That's all. I know
it's not that different to me.
It had its moments, but last year happened. I mean, that was borderline insurrection on his watch.
Well, he recovered, you know, and this year started terribly, and they fired the GM, and everybody seemed to expect he would be fired immediately, or just like this was not salvageable. Then it looked like he was staying until John Harbaugh got fired, and maybe that's what this meant. But now we've got 8 vacancies, I think. Pretty good number. Joe Ostrowski next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.